we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and streaming live on the web at linewsradio.com. Once again, don't forget to like that Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. Suggest a program, club, or activity that your district is involved in, and your students may be the next one right here in our spotlight. We're going to continue our conversation with the folks from Long Island Head Start, and Long Island Head Start is an amazing program. 25 locations throughout Long Island. They've been around since 1966, and we had touched on earlier that it's federally funded, but obviously all the things that we talked about in the first segment, I'm sure the federal government is not covering 100% of the bill. So how are you able to, I mean, I was just amazed. I knew a little something about Head Start, but all these services that you guys are involved in, so critically important, because like we said, early childhood education, your example of how the brain is fresh and brand new, and most of it, it's not formed until, you know, age 6 or 7 or whatever, right?
Actually, it's not fully formed until like 21, 22, something like that, but
the
6 years old, it's
yeah.
about 95%. Developed.
So the impact that you make early on is going to have long-lasting effects. And if you wait too long, it's just that much more difficult to catch up. So from the federal government funding part of this, how are you able to offer and you know, have the revenues come in to support the rest?
So the federal government provides 80% of what it costs to actually run the program. The other 20% we have to match through either donations or volunteer services. So we have a whole line of community partners that we work with in order to do this. We have volunteers that come into our classrooms from different organizations like RSVP and Foster Grandparents. We have a lot of college interns that come in from Stony Brook University, Suffolk County Community College.
So that's a win-win. They're getting the hours that they need, and you're getting some valuable in-kind services. So that's a very smart partnership.
Exactly. Sometimes we have students from St. Joseph's who are in their special education program.
Sure.
They come in and work with individually with children with disabilities. We also have partnerships with a partnership with Stony Brook University School of Dental Medicine. So their program comes in to provide dental services
free
to
dental
our children.
Service, and that's
they,
huge.
They come on site and they do oral exams and cleanings for children.
And that's
who need
again,
it.
Just like you said, the brain is so important. Early services for dental work is so critically important with young children as well, and to, you know, help instill some habits, not just in the children, but that, again, that partnership with the parent to understand why it's really important.
And we have three partnerships with special education schools, DDI, ACLD.
So your network is extensive for the supportive services. So it is literally, this is kind of what sets you apart from other programs.
Mm-hmm.
You are
exactly.
Literally, based on what you just described, a one-stop shop. I mean, if I'm a parent, I want my kid in the Head Start program because God forbid there's some need that is unforeseen, undiagnosed, and maybe not aware of. You know, you're in good hands with mm-hmm. Long Island Head Start because of all this outwork networking that mm-hmm. you have and the partnerships that you have.
I mean, one of the things that we do that most early child care programs don't do is we screen our children. We do developmental screenings. We do hearing and vision screenings because we want to see if the child is developing the way they should be according to their age. And if there are concerns, then we can have that checked out and further examinations and evaluations. And so that if the child qualifies for services, they can receive those services and hopefully catch up by the time they hit kindergarten.
So Diane, how can the community where you guys are located become more involved? Let's say somebody's listening to this program and they're like, you know what, I've got some time on my hands. I might want to help out. I can bring something to the table. Or how can other partners in the communities that you serve reach out and help out?
Well, they can certainly contact us and we can connect them to part of the program that fits them best. Maybe they want to go into a classroom and read to the children, or maybe they want to participate in one of our moving up ceremonies that's coming up soon because children are graduating.
And there's nothing cuter than the little kids with the little caps and gowns in the moving up ceremony. I, you know, listen, it's great stuff to be a part of.
But I mean, Anna works a lot with volunteers, so she can tell you a lot more what some of our volunteers do and how
and what some of your needs are
program.
As well. Yeah. So Anna, how do you go about listening? And I'm sure there's never enough volunteers, right? Because I mean, you guys are servicing 2,000 families each month, And with everything that you're doing, you probably need a lot of hands on deck. So how do you go about recruiting people, and what are some of the things that people could help you out with?
Well, about recruitment, we'd actually go out to the different agencies and work with them, and now partnering to creating new programs, not only for the parents that we serve, by creating training programs. And this is completely free for them. But also with the community partners, we encourage them about learning about the Head Start program. And then from there, we could see how we can now partner up to make things better for both programs. That way, it's a win-win situation for not only Head Start, but, for example, a program like Parent Leadership Initiative here in Suffolk County and also in NASA. We are providing empowerment tools for these parents that are now coming to us to make sure that they're reaching self-sufficiency by the time the child reaches to go to kindergarten. So we want these parents to be ready to be able to advocate for their children. With the partners, we also welcome them at any time, working with the Retired Senior Volunteer Program. These grandparents, retirees, come into the classroom and work with the children one-on-one. We also have programs such as Cornell Cooperative, who comes in and provides nutrition programs to not only the children, but also the parents. So all of these in-kind services are programs that we are not paying for, but are now providing tools, and very good tools, to the communities that we're serving.
What have been some of the biggest changes, Anna, that you have seen with the services and the demands for Head Start in the 11 years that you've been involved? The education front has changed dramatically, so I'm sure it's trickled down and it has had an impact on you guys.
It definitely does create an impact. It impacts the families overall, because these families have to go out to work. And we don't have these slots available for them to come in, for the children to come in. It impacts them in the sense that they don't have anywhere where to leave this child that they really can trust. Providing quality services, you are keeping these parents at ease, knowing that their children are staying in a place that they will be safe, and that they are getting the correct information and education for them. Now they could go off to work or to school, because some of our parents that come into us do go back to school because they are having this opportunity now.
And that's a great point, too, because if their child's learning at the same time, they could go and better themselves and continue to elevate. Diane, you have a major fundraiser every year as well, and you just had one recently. Tell us a little bit about that, and if folks are interested in participating in it next year, how would they go about doing that?
Well, our board sponsors a gala every year. We usually have it at Captain Bill's in Bayshore. And we also honor, during our gala, we honor different early childhood advocates that have been working with us, community partners that have really reached into the community and made a difference into the lives of some of our parents or, you know, people, families in the community. And they can just buy a ticket and come. It's easy as that. We would love to have.
But it's
as
a major source
there.
Of that other 20% that we spoke about earlier.
Yes.
And if I'm a parent and I want to learn more about Long Island Head Start, and if you're in my community, how I go about seeking services for my child, how would a parent go about that? Let's hear about the phone number and website and what other things they could expect after they contact you.
They can definitely give us a call. Our number is 631-758-5200. My extension is 112. Anna's extension is 129. They can speak to either one of us. Mm-hmm. Our website is www.liheadstart.org. So they can go on our website and get more information about the program. But we would really love to speak to anyone about, you know, coming into our program and volunteering and getting involved. Because Head Start was started as a community-based program. It wasn't just about the federal government spending money for early child care, but it was about rallying the community together to touch the lives of disadvantaged kids, to help them enhance their lives so that they could be ready for kindergarten, not just academically, but socially, emotionally, in all aspects of their lives.
And I have found over the years people involved in programs like this, this is a passion. It's not a job. So what's been the biggest takeaway for you in your 16 years that, you know, you always, when you bog down in the details and sometimes you wonder why you do it, what do you reach back to and remember that says, this is why I do it?
When I first started, I was a teacher, and then I became a family educator. And I worked, at that time, we had a partnership with Mercy Ministries, which ran two houses for teen moms. And I would go into the home the home every twice a week and provide an early child care classroom or class for the children, and then also work with the parents.
And young moms.
Young moms. And they were 16, 17, 18-year-old girls who were now homeless but wow. had children of their own. And so they lived in these group homes. And it was a great partnership that we had. And years later, I saw one of the moms, actually a couple of the moms since then. And it's just a joy.
You change life trajectories. Mm-hmm. We've been having a great conversation with the folks from Long Island Head Start, and maybe we're going to have you back and talk about some more successes and maybe bring some of the parents in as well. We would love to do that. So thanks for joining us on Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. And again, catch us on the web at linewsradio.com. This is Bob Vecchio saying thanks to Long Island Head Start for all you do, and tune in every week. Thank you.